Slovakia's prime minister says his country will fight against immigration from Muslim countries in order, he says, to prevent attacks like the shootings in Paris and assaults of women in Germany that were in the news this week. The Slovakian prime minister's comments come amid wider anti-migrant sentiments in Eastern Europe, Stefan Boss reports.
Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has made halting Islamic immigration a key element of his campaign ahead of parliamentary elections in March. His leftist government has filed a lawsuit against the European Commission's plan for mandatory quotas to share out as many as 160,000 asylum seekers among the EU's 28 member states. Slovakia has been asked to take in 802 migrants under the European scheme, but Fico makes clear his nation does not want them. Not only are we refusing mandatory quotas, we will never make a voluntary decision that would lead to formation of a unified Muslim community in Slovakia, he tells reporters. This is the only way to eliminate the risks. He also linked the influx of migrants fleeing war and poverty into Europe to the November attacks in Paris and reports of 90 women in the German city of Cologne being assaulted, saying, "Multiculturalism is a fiction. Once you let migrants in, you can face such problems." Fico's anti-immigration stance finds an echo with voters in Slovakia, which received only 169 asylum requests last year. The Catholic nation of about 5.5 million people took just 149 Christians from Iraq late last year, but even they faced a frosty reception. Plans to lodge them with local volunteer families had to be abandoned after public protests. Slovakia's tough views are shared in neighboring Hungary, where right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government has also challenged mandatory quotas in court. Orbán has repeatedly said the influx of refugees into Europe threatens to undermine the continent's Christian roots. Hungary's government has launched an anti-migration campaign in local media. It also published billboards warning migrants to respect Hungarian laws and culture and not to take the jobs of Hungarians. Ironically, all slogans are in Hungarian, which virtually none of the refugees can read. Elsewhere in the region, the president of the Czech Republic, Miloš Zeman, has called the influx of refugees and migrants an organized invasion. And the recently elected right-wing government in Poland has also spoken in favor of stemming migration, saying they cannot repeat the mistakes of other countries. However, it reportedly said it would stick to its predecessor's commitment to take in about 7,000 migrants. Europe's worst refugee crisis since World War II has also underscored tensions between West and East, where countries with young democracies have little or no experience with multicultural societies following decades of communist rule. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.